Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, June 25th.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On this dull day.
On this dull day. Everything's gray outside, but that's pretty much how it's been.
That's true.
Think, right?
It started off like that, and then it gets boiling hot.
Right. I don't know why we get all this cloud cover and everything, but that's pretty much the way it is in the summer. Many times, you know, all the cold air comes in and it's hot here, and that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what the heck? You know, it's yesterday I was enjoying the weather immensely.
And, it was a nice day.
It was a nice day mm-hmm. yesterday for sure.
Yeah.
So every day is the same pretty much here, you know. Just sometimes it's hotter than others, but
it is. Some days yesterday was a nice day, although I spent most of it in a dentist chair, so that wasn't too fun.
Oh wow. You spent a few hours on a dentist chair?
Yeah.
Really?
Quite a few hours.
It wow, felt like that's a long
10
time.
Hours.
Wow.
But, I think total I was there 3 hours. I waited a long time.
Yeah, you have to wait and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I know. You know, I don't get that because it really irritates me. And with doctors and dentists, you know,
mm-hmm.
it seems like they feel their time is more valuable than ours.
Yeah.
So they will let you wait there for an hour without batting an eye.
Completely. I remember in England, we would wait for the doctor. It felt like 3, 4, 5, 6 hours we were waiting there. It was the longest time.
Right.
And it was the most depressing thing when you walked into the doctor's office and it's full.
Right.
And you know that everyone else is before you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no.
Yeah.
I have to wait this whole time.
I know. And you normally go to the doctor when you're not feeling well. So
exactly.
Then you got to sit there and wait.
Yeah.
I know. But I have a personal dislike for dentists. You know, I think they're big ripoffs. I think they're insensitive to people, and they charge an arm and a leg,
mm-hmm.
and they always try to sell you stuff you don't need.
Yeah,
you know. So I'm not crazy about dentists, and I've yet to meet one that I like. You know, where I feel like, you know, and I mean, I was the dentist I've been using now. I mean, I was referred to him, and he was recommended and everything. And then every time I go there, it's like something new. Not only that, but now I don't know if other dentists do that, but they take the money before you go in. Have you heard of that before?
No, I haven't. Wow.
That's what hookers do, you know. They take the money first and then they give you the service. You know, I don't get it. I mean, that's like telling you I don't trust you to pay when you're done.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
yeah,
I've never heard
of
that.
It's pathetic. And sometimes you don't even know what kind of work they're going to do.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't like the dentist. It's just the sound of everything. Like, really freaks me out. I think that was my workout for the day. I was tense the entire time.
Wow.
Everything was flexed because I just hate the sound.
It's okay, so you have different issues with dentists.
Yeah, I have different issues.
You would have that with every dentist, yeah.
But yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter which dentist. I'm going to hate it no matter what. Because just the sound, like drilling sound, just all of the sounds, even when it's not even me, when I'm just in the cubicle and there's someone next to me and it's like I just hear their sound and I'm like, oh my God.
So you need to relax before you go to the dentist.
Yeah, I need a couple shots.
Yeah. There are some Xanax or something.
Yeah.
Or Valium, you know.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like every time you switch dentists, they have to take x-rays all over again. And mm-hmm. it's a waste of money and time. And
but it's like that. I feel like even when you have documentation, mm-hmm. when you go anywhere, they still want to redo everything just
right.
for their records. It's like, well, I have everything. Why do you need to do it again?
Yeah. Because
I'm showing you.
Yeah, because they need to stick it to you. That's all.
Right.
Yeah. I just can't imagine how much money one person can make. And, you know, and have no regard for their patients or anything, you know. And if you notice, usually dental insurance sucks, you know. It doesn't really cover anything. and it ends up costing you more than if you did go without any insurance. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, not many people have dental insurance, and the ones that do, I don't see the benefit in that.
Well, I had dental. My friend's dad actually did my insurance plan, and I realized when I went to the dentist that I had pediatric dental care. And because I'm not under my parents' insurance, because they're in England, I didn't have dental insurance. I was paying for nothing.
Really?
This whole time. Wow. I was like, are you kidding me? Wow. My parents don't even live in America, so I can't be I was so mad.
So you were so paying, mad. But you
I
didn't
was paying,
qualify,
but I wasn't man. Covered. Yeah, yeah, I didn't qualify. Yeah.
Wow.
So I was just like, really? That's one thing I don't like the healthcare in America.
I know. Not many people do.
I just find it so much more. But then everyone would complain if it was like that. I think the only reason I like the English way is because I don't know any different. But I mean, you're paying for it in taxes.
Right.
But that's security. The way I know, and I like that way.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, that's what you brought up with and stuff. But there's a lot of complaining here. I mean, the medical industry here, I think, is out of control as far as what people prescribe. I think doctors, many of them are corrupt. Mm-hmm. You know, they push drugs on you just because they get a kickback from the pharmaceutical company or something like that. You know, I mean, obviously I don't have any evidence or anything, but I have read that things like this happen, and it's not, I don't put it beyond them.
Right. You know? Sad.
Yeah.
And even Obamacare now, I mean, my insurance went up over 100%.
Really?
With Obamacare, yeah.
100%?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. Jeez.
I know mine went up a lot, but not that much. Mm-hmm.
And then I went to one
and
of the doctors.
And then he wanted to help poor people, right? Or people that don't have money.
And then
he's
went to
it more expensive.
The doctor, the regular doctor, and they're like, oh, we don't take Obamacare.
Really?
Like, they're like, we weren't accepted into it, so you're not covered here. I was like, well, great.
Yeah, how
so
wonderful.
I pay double the price, and I can't even go to my doctor now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see why you'd be disillusioned with the system.
Yeah, so I haven't had the best experiences yet.
Yeah.
In college, it was fine. I was lucky in college because I got everything, because I was on scholarship. I got everything through the school. Right. So I didn't understand the system.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm slowly learning.
Yeah.
I'm learning everything.
I know. But the funny thing is, as much as we complain also about our income taxes and everything, we still pay less than anybody else in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And I think in England, income tax is quite high when you start making some decent money.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So, yeah, but like you said, it has to cover all the social Medicare.
But exactly, it has to cover a lot.
Right.
It's not just roads that you're paying for in England.
Right, exactly. And yeah, that's how it is in most of Europe. And I remember in Israel it was like that. So our system is definitely different here. But, you know, as far as the quality of medicine, I think arguably we have the best in the world.
Yeah.
That's why people come here for surgeries and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, talking about health issues and stuff, you probably don't know who Joan London is, do you?
I don't know.
No, because look, I mean, it was before your time. She was the host of Good Morning America from 1980 to 97. So that's a long time. That's 17 years.
Yeah.
And she's become endeared on many Americans. You know, she's just kind of like a MILF, you know.
Right.
And but a lot of people connected with her, you know, me included. And she was just nice and everything. And she could relate to people.
Yeah.
So then after that, she started doing like infomercials and things like that, you know. So I guess she just discovered she has cancer, breast cancer. And that's scary stuff, you know. So she says they didn't find it in the mammogram. I mean, that's the really scary stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so only in ultrasound did they find it. So I think...
Wow.
Yeah. So, she's saying something like, for women who have dense fibrous breast tissue, as I do, often our doctors will recommend an ultrasound as well.
How do you know that you have that?
Yeah, the thing is that, well, they probably can feel it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be an expert in that. You know, I could feel breasts and tell you, does it need mammogram or ultrasound? Oh, man. I'm telling you, those porn stars, they make me crazy, man. They sit there, take off their tops. And they just sit there, do a whole show topless. Wow. I don't get it, you know? I mean, but they love it. They love being naked.
Yeah.
So it's quite an experience to run the shows over on Radio Temptation. But yeah, you know, so... Yeah, but obviously it's not a laughing matter, obviously, when you get cancer and stuff. And and it's bad. I hear that some men get breast cancer too, huh?
Yeah,
yeah.
I've heard of that as well.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I mean, that totally like shoots down the theory that I had. But it's probably not true, but it kind of makes sense. My theory is that you might increase your chances of breast cancer if you don't breastfeed. Because I think what happens is you have a system where the milk builds up and everything, and you're not letting it flow. And I think that might have something to do with it. I don't know. I'm no doctor. But it seems to me like when you don't breastfeed, you got to do something with all that
with milk production. Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
So I don't know what happens, but it could be that. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people get breast cancer who have... breastfed and vice versa, you know, some of them don't breastfeed and they don't get cancer. So I'm sure it's not, you know, it's just something that I've observed, and I'm thinking maybe, you know, maybe we're not doing it right.
Yeah.
So
that's an interesting theory.
Yeah, I know, but it's probably not true.
But it's true. The milk has to go somewhere.
It really does, you know, otherwise it gets all like, I think, clogged up and stuff there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't have any fun when my daughter was born because my wife at the time was breastfeeding, but my daughter was like screaming all the time and we couldn't understand what it was. And, you know, I'd take her in the car and calm her down and everything. This is just like after she was born. And then we realized that one of my ex-wife's breasts was clogged, so the girl wasn't getting any milk. So that's why when we would give her like chamomile tea, she would totally get, she would calm down, and we thought it's the tea or something, you know, but apparently she was just hungry all the time.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, so they had to do some kind of a thing there. But I had to get this. I had to actually sit there and suck the milk out.
You had to?
I had to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you had to do that. The doctor said that's what you got to do, you know. So I did, and it's like the weirdest thing, you know, because it's not, I mean, obviously I did not swallow it or anything, you know. It tastes kind of weird. But, yeah, but the things we do for the people we love,
yeah,
you know.
Definitely.
But I definitely, I did have to do that, and it was funny at the time. But I think it did work. It did help a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my poor girl.
Aww.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, that does explain why she was screaming if she wasn't eating.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she never, like... I mean, since then, she never screamed like that, you know.
Yeah.
So you definitely have to check what's going on. And breasts are a sensitive thing, I think. So, yeah. So I'm sad for Joan London because she's such a sweet woman and everything. But so she says I'm like in warrior mode now, you know. I'm going to like fight this.
Yeah. So, good for her.
Yeah.
That's the attitude you have to have.
I wonder how old she is by now. I mean, she's got to be maybe in her 50s or something. Let's see. Let's say if this was like 1980 to 97. So let's average 1994 and say that this is, what, 30 years? And, yeah, over 40 years. So she's got to be in her late
63.
60s. Oh, 63.
63.
So, oh, wow. So early 60s. That's what I meant.
Oh, I know.
Late 50s, early 60s.
Okay, after seeing pictures, I know who it is.
Yeah, you probably have seen her on TV somehow, you know, late night and infomercials or whatever. I think she's written a few books as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope she comes out of it alive. You know,
definitely.
It's very scary because you never know at what stage you're going to catch it. You know,
Completely.
And if you just wait because nothing happened, I mean, there's nothing wrong with you. You don't go and get checked.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's probably important to go and get checked regardless of whether you feel good or not.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, just to catch this.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, a lot of people are worried about cancer. I'm worried about other things that are in my family. My family doesn't have a lot of cancer history at all on either side, but on my dad's side we have Parkinson's, which he's getting now, or he's gotten, but it's been like under check, under control with medication and stuff.
Yeah.
But he's deteriorating, and you can tell, you know. He told me that when my grandfather had it, and my dad was taking care of him all the time, he said the muscles just like stiffen up, and you can't bend your joints or anything.
Wow.
You know, it's like it's really bad. And many people, of course, get the shakes, and they start like convulsing and everything. It looks like weird, you know, when they start like moving unnaturally and stuff.
Right.
And God, that's sad, you know, to see someone who used to be strong and healthy and stuff, you know, to see them through that.
Deteriorating,
so,
yeah.
So
I can only imagine.
Yeah. So, and it's a cruel thing. I think every disease is cruel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all kind of.
And it's heartbreak for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I wish you the best. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Now, you remember that KFC thing we talked about that kicked out the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, that had been mauled by a dog. And for those of you who didn't follow, KFC was accused of, I guess one of their workers claimed to the mother or the grandmother that the daughter looked, the way she looked was upsetting to customers and asked her to leave. Now they're saying that KFC conducted two investigations and found out that that wasn't the case at all, that it never happened. So the interesting thing is, this is a three-year-old girl, and, you know, so she, I guess she had to eat through a feeding tube or something, so, you know, and she was scarred, and she had a patch on her eye and stuff, so, so they're saying maybe, but, you know, the investigation showed that this never happened, so, you know, then...
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, so the mother took the Facebook page down, and they call it Victoria's Victories. And, but shortly before it was taken down, there was a posting that says, "I promise it's not a hoax. I never thought any of this would blow up the way it has. Please do not believe untrue media. I have personally watched this family go without to provide for Victoria. They have not and would not do anything to hurt Victoria in any way." This has nothing to do with it, I don't think. But,
oh boy! So basically, the media is trying to say that they're doing it just to raise get money for.
Maybe something like that. Yeah, yeah. They don't know why it's happening, but it's probably money. You know.
Yeah.
Probably has to do with money, and I mean, the fact that KFC has commissioned the investigations is kind of curious, but. If they brought like a third party or something to investigate, then I guess we can accept it.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Because you would think, you know, KFC would hire somebody who would prove their point and not vice versa. But they did two investigations. So who knows what happened there. But you see what happens when someone makes an accusation. It's like you can't take it back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying that it did or didn't happen. But if it did not happen or if it happened in a different way.
Where did this accusation, did they just pluck it out of nowhere?
But right.
There's got to be videos that can, but I guess that's what they
maybe,
did.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know what they did, actually. But it's pretty sad, you know. That's another thing is that, you know, you got to be, I don't know if it's karma or whatever, but the thing is you've got to what?
Karma. You've gone blank.
Yeah, I have. But, you know, you have to remember that what you put out there is what comes back. And the thing is,
completely.
I think with karma, it's if you don't...
I totally believe in karma.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you don't, like, live in a certain way, then things are going to come back and haunt you, you know?
Yeah, completely.
Because, like, you know, you have to ask, well, why... You know, why did this happen? Because what I'm concerned with is many times, you know, women have this power to get any man arrested just by saying he attacked me.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to ask questions later. They'll arrest first and ask questions later. And what I'm saying is that it leaves you really badly scarred, you know, because it's a record. You've been arrested and everything. And not only that, but even if they prove that you didn't do anything, your name is already stained.
Yeah.
You know, people are already going to look at you as like you did something.
Exactly. And it's everyone else's. And I mean, it's the saying of not guilty. You're innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
Not many people think that way.
No.
And it's sad that as soon as you're classified in one group, you kind of
We crucify everybody,
that.
Right?
Yeah. Completely.
I know, in the public and in the media and stuff. And often before we find out what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad, you know.
Speaking about that girl was mauled by a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday in the Italy-Uruguay game, the
Uruguay,
I can't say that properly, striker Luis Cervez, I think I said that right, he plays for Liverpool, bit one of the Italian players.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And right on the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I mean, everybody, it was so strange.
Did you see it?
Yeah. And he bit the player, and then the player went down holding his shoulder, and Cervez went down holding his teeth. Like, oh, my God, my teeth hurt. Like, it's like, what? You just did that.
Yeah.
You can't play the victim. You just did that. But now FIFA's opened an investigation, and he's probably going to be banned from the World Cup two consecutive tournaments in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I guess it's not the first time he's done it.
Now, you're saying this is a player that plays for Liverpool?
And he plays for Liverpool.
And what? And he's in the Uruguayan team or in the
Uruguayan
Italian team?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very
and bit one of the the Italian players.
Right. Wow.
Because, you know,
weird.
that's normal on a soccer field.
That
like,
happens
who
all
doesn't
the time,
do that?
Right? And then he complains that his teeth hurt.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Exactly. Like, completely, he fell down like, oh, my God, my teeth. Like, he was holding his teeth.
Uh-huh.
But he can be, he can have a ban of 24 matches or 2 years, which is a really long time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't bite someone. This is pretty much a non-contact sport.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Uruguay coach said that he didn't see it. He wants to see videos and photos. And it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm
he's
sure
done
they'll
it before.
Show all of them.
Like, yeah.
Oh, really? He's done it before?
Yeah, he's done it before.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's with him and biting? What is that?
I know. Seriously, what is that?
Yeah.
It's
adult
so
men
weird.
Don't bite people.
Yeah. Even what Michael Owen, who is a former Liverpool striker, big name in England, he tweeted, tell me I'm seeing things. Surely, oh, they've spelled it different here.
Mm.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah?
Spelling mistake on the article that I'm reading.
Wow.
But surely Suarez, I think it's Suarez, didn't bite somebody again.
Okay.
So he tweeted that.
Right.
It's like putting the again, it's like, ouch. So he has done it before.
Where are you reading this that they misspelled?
Yahoo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah, you never know who's writing all this stuff.
I know,
and who's
right?
editing it, yeah.
What obviously I don't not understand. Very good editors.
No,
sorry.
No. I mean, you know, sometimes in newspapers and magazines you'll find it. But in a book, man, that's like unforgivable because you can't take the book back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to last
for a long
time. It's
funny because I've seen so many spelling mistakes in books.
Yeah.
And grammatical errors
right.
And... it's like when you're going to that much effort to write a book,
right.
Just get like 10 editors to edit
yes,
it to make
yes.
sure that you've edited it like properly and that everything's spelt right.
Right.
But it's unfortunately it's common.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, there's nothing like an amateurish book where they can't write.
Yeah.
You know, it like really irritates me. It's like, yeah, it's got a flow, you know. Everything that I write, even emails, even text messages, I always read it, reread it. To make sure that, you know, because you type fast. You don't know what you're writing.
Definitely.
And so you make typos, not necessarily misspellings, but typos and with all the autocorrect and everything.
And autocorrect's so bad.
Yeah.
Like, It tells you that you've done something, that it's changed a word to something completely different right. to what you wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so then if you don't reread it, you won't know what you're sending.
Uh-huh. Those are the funniest articles when it's the text messages that has auto-corrected.
Yeah.
You ever read any
Yeah,
of
I've seen
They're
those
so
on Facebook.
Funny.
They are.
They're so funny.
Right. But like, of course, people make them up, most
well,
of
yeah.
them, you know,
yeah.
but it's still very funny.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They definitely make them up, but it's really funny. It amuses me.
Yeah, I know. I know. Those things are cool. But you know what I've noticed? I think that Android has a better autocorrect than the iPhone.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, I've seen it in action, and it seems to almost guess what words you want, you know, based on the content and stuff. On the iPhone, you can tell it doesn't, like, look at the context at all to know what word to use, you know.
And do you ever use Siri?
Rarely. Only if I want to look for something like find a hamburger nearby or something.
Yeah, you know? I never use her either, but I can't remember what I was asking her the other day. Just, I never use it. So I was just like, joking around, and it was coming back with the strangest answers.
Really?
I'm like, what is this? Like, I really don't understand the point of of Siri. Like, what is the point of it?
Right.
And
half of the time it doesn't even understand what you're saying.
It like gives some random answer.
Right.
And I can't.
It's probably the accent again, huh?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably the accent. Doesn't understand what I'm saying.
Can you imagine when you have Bluetooth in your car and it doesn't understand your accent? My God. Yeah, so I always, and the funny thing is sometimes it'll pronounce names weird, you know, so I, like I would say, you know, call this or that, and it calls somebody else, and I'm going, oh my God, you know, not again, you know.
It didn't want to speak to them.
Yeah, you know. And then it takes it a few seconds to hang up and stuff, and you go, come on already.
Yeah.
So it does happen.
Uh-huh.
So you have to be careful with those Bluetooth things, you know. And, yeah, so I guess the, you know, what I do is I learn how they pronounce the names, because sometimes it pronounces the name incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just ask for it. And that
means, in the incorrect pronunciation. Yeah,
yeah. So it'll understand. But what's interesting to me is that, you know, for example, it's got to be quite sophisticated, because, for example, if you'll say, call Sean, like my son, it figures out that S-E-A-N is actually Sean, you know. Whereas when I had the BMW, it would say scene or something, you know, or something like that, you know. Yeah, it would totally, but yeah, and the BMW totally mispronounced everything.
So your car's smarter.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mustang is working very well. Maybe it's because it was Germans. They didn't know how to deal with the English.
They had to learn the weird pronunciation.
Yeah, exactly.
And spellings.
I know. It's sort of like when someone can't speak a language, so you got to speak, like if you spoke English with a German accent so a German can understand you.
And when English people, it was a Friends episode, and again, I'm quoting Friends, but Ross brings back his Asian girlfriend, and Rachel assumes that she can't speak English, so speaks to her like pretty much like she's stupid, and the girl just goes, I'm American. And Rachel feels so dumb.
And she's probably talking loud to her, like they can't
loud
hear, right?
And super slow and stretching and everything out. And she was just like, I'm American. You're making a fool out of yourself.
I know. But that's the problem, I realize, is that when people have heavy accents or their English is broken, people will tend to think they're stupid. But it's hardly the case, you know? I mean, the thing is that you can be pretty smart and just not be able to speak very well.
I've been asked if I've had a speech, if I have a speech impediment.
Really?
Yeah, and on AfterBuzz, people have commented asking if I have a speech impediment.
Wow.
Like, no, I'm just from England.
Yeah. I remember one time we had a guest here, I don't remember if you remember, on the phone, and I told him, you seem to have an accent, but I think he just had like a speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he had a British accent. He's like, no, I don't have any accent.
And well, that's better to do it that way than the other way.
I know, but you definitely don't want to say anything, period. Just don't ask,
you
know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you could really screw up, you know. Wow.
I read that Mexico's arrested the leader of the Tijuana drug cartel.
Oh, really?
So that's like, wow. the drug mafia. Yeah, the mafia,
that's a big
right?
deal. Yeah,
yeah, like the, yeah. So they arrested him while he was watching the telecast of Mexico's soccer team playing in the World Cup.
That's a good time to catch him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably going to be home then if there's a game on.
Right?
Yeah.
He had $100,000 in cash when he was arrested.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because of a soccer game, that was his undoing.
Yeah. Wow. He was in a green soccer jersey and his cheeks were painted green, white, and red. That's pretty funny.
I know, but these people are ruthless, man. I mean, they kill people. I don't remember if you recall, it was probably over a year ago, they were finding like bodies in Mexico, like hanging from bridges and stuff like that. Yeah.
Really?
So that was all drug related and gang related and mafia related in Mexico. So they believe it's these people that were responsible for
that.
Yeah. I mean, the situation's gotten so bad that they had to bring the army to fight this. The police just can't deal with it.
Wow. Well, the fact that they arrested him shows that they have something on him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they've had a lot of things on him. It's just that they probably never found him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. But, you know, I mean, there's so much money involved in this.
So much money. And I've learned that. I've said before, I watched the mafia shows on Bio Network. Bio right. HD, I think it is. Uh-huh. And I love them because I just find it intriguing.
Yeah.
It's like, how do these people do what they do? Like, I can't even really say something mean to someone without feeling bad. How do you kill people?
I know. Yeah. I mean, I have a hard time killing ants and flies and stuff, you know.
I don't mind stepping on a bug.
Yeah.
But spiders, I always put a cup over them. Then I get a new magazine and then I throw it over the bug.
Oh, really? Is that what you do?
That's okay. Yeah, that's what I do with spiders.
It's your MO
when
it comes to spiders.
But I really don't like spiders.
I know. Who does, man?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll sit on the balcony and one will just come down from the ceiling. Ooh. And I'm like, oh, my God.
They creep up on you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they surprise you. That's the problem with them.
Yeah.
They come out of nowhere.
You don't know when they're going to pop up.
Yeah, like, hello.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Well, there's a few things I wanted to bring up. Remember we talked about the father that forgot his child in the hot car and the baby died. So now they're saying, you know, they're asking, is it murder or is it an accident? So the interesting thing is that he's been charged with murder, cruelty, with murder and cruelty in the death of his son. So
I think it's fair when
right. I mean,
when he did that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, an accident is an accident, but people don't have accidents like this.
Exactly,
Yeah, and they're saying also that...
huge accident.
Yeah. Now, they said that investigators are saying he returned to his car hours before he said he found his son.
Mm.
Yeah.
So there's always, I feel like, the more two situations like this.
Yeah.
I always think there's more to situations like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you just don't forget. And where was the wife to say, oh, did he get to...
Yeah. To school or... That's
yeah, to
true,
daycare,
huh?
Okay. And,
yeah, she could have followed
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
You would think that she would.
Yeah. But the baby was in the car seat, you know, for hours, 8 hours in the heat, 92 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, the windows
were
probably
they?
Closed. Remember, he went to work, this guy, so for 8 hours.
But what?
What city? Okay, this was Georgia. It's in Georgia, the state of Georgia. Let's see, I don't know what city
so
it's
hot.
In. I guess so. Cobb County, I don't know, wherever that is. But yeah, it's pretty hot, you know.
Yeah,
92 degrees.
Definitely.
And I think even if you you leave someone when the car's not that hot. I mean, you roll up the windows, there's no oxygen either.
Yeah, he just, and I mean, and it gets hot.
Right.
It gets hot, especially like if they lower down and, or anyway, Georgia gets hot.
Yeah. So what a slow death for the baby, you know? Yeah. I mean, God.
Awful.
It is. It is.
Really just awful.
Doesn't understand what is happening to him. And it's probably like drowning. It's like a slow thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Not nice to think about.
No, no, it's not. It's not. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's murder, but, well, it's negligence. Would you call that murder? I don't know. Murder has to be planned, doesn't it?
That's premeditated.
That's premeditated, right, the first degree.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there's murder also when you don't plan it, but you should have known better type of a thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Wow. That's sad, you know, to lose your son and to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think there's more to it.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll find out how it turns out.
Yeah, definitely.
Know. It does sound weird, you know. There's something fishy going on there. So, they're talking about like when your ex-spouse dies. Now, listen to this. It's not your spouse. It's your ex-spouse. If they die, you could still be responsible for their debt. Because apparently what happens is if you buy any property before the divorce, before the separation,
mm-hmm.
like during the marriage, then after that, you're still responsible for the debt, for liabilities of it. So what happens is, you know, so it's like community property when you're married. So I guess when you get divorced, it's still community property.
Even if it's even if everything is separated?
Separated? Probably, you know, probably because, I mean, because creditors have the right to get their money back. And I guess, But yeah, that's weird, you know. I mean, can you imagine? I better keep my ex-wife alive then. Make sure I'll put like a guardian angel for her so to make sure she stays alive. I definitely don't want to do that.
So is that somebody whose ex has died and then they're liable for?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, for the ex's debt and stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing to learn.
Not a good thing, especially when it's an ex-spouse. I mean, there's a reason why they're ex-spouse.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a reason why they're now not married.
Wow. So, yeah, so to assume that you're going to pay for your exes when they die,
boy.
My God, you know.
Yeah, that's never good news.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. And people are dying, as usual. People always die.
I mean, when I look at on the news on Yahoo, it's just shooting.
Really?
Wow. Killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what's his name? Eli Wallach, I guess, died. He's he's like a character actor. He just died in his 90s, but he was like in the movie The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. He was the ugly one.
Oh.
And... Yeah.
Oh, he just died?
Yeah, he just died at 93, 94 or something. So, but, you know, many people may not remember him by name, but when you look at him, you can recognize him. He's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And, I used to like him. I remember he was in many movies, all those Westerns and stuff.
Have you seen any good movies recently?
Me? No. If I have, I would have told you. The last movie I saw was on... on my Fire TV on that Amazon Prime thing. And it was the X-Files movie, which I rewatched after years. Because I started missing it. Yeah. I even put a post on Facebook that I missed the X-Files. Did you ever watch it at all?
I didn't know.
No, huh? Are you like into like aliens and things
not
like
really.
That? Not really, right?
Aliens, zombies, I'm not really into it.
Right.
But do you like the Transformers?
No.
Oh, neither do I, but there's a new Transformer movie coming out.
I know. And you know, one of the voices is the guy that does the show with Ethan here on Friday.
I think you told me that.
Bumblebee.
Yeah.
He does the voice for Bumblebee. He's British as well. And his name is Mark. What is it, Mark what? I can't remember. But he does the voice for Bumblebee. And So that's pretty funny. I've never seen any of the Transformers because it seems so stupid to me. But some people like it. I mean,
yeah,
it's become very famous.
Yeah, but they're very popular.
Right.
Yeah, very popular.
They are. They are probably because the action and you get to young kids and young guys and stuff who loves this stuff. But the X-Files, the nice thing about it, it wasn't really science fiction. I mean, there was a lot of stuff they would investigate that had nothing to do with aliens or anything, just mysteries, you know, things like that, like unusual phenomena and stuff they would check out. And and then there was an underlying ongoing story with aliens and alien blood and all that stuff, how it spreads to people and all that. But it was an amazing show. It launched the career of David Duchovny. Gillian Anderson, she didn't make it as big as he did, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I've seen her in a couple of movies, but that's about it, in small roles. But he was doing Californication and several movies and stuff. So I like him a lot. He's really cool.
I just don't really like the alien and the zombie kind of thing.
Right.
And I watched something the other day. It was a UFO program. And for, I mean, years that thought that this was a UFO, and it turned out to be a blanket or something that had been on one of the missions that they'd gone to the moon, and they'd used it to like cover or whatever, whatever they were doing, and it had flown away into space.
Really?
And that was what they thought was the UFO. And especially after seeing that, I was like, really? Like, is this a joke? That's what they thought for all this time was a UFO. So especially after that, I was like, okay.
Yeah. No, don't worry about it. There's no aliens.
Yeah.
There's no aliens at all. That's why I enjoy it, because it's like, what if, you know, but you know it doesn't exist. And a lot of people are fascinated with it. It's amazing.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah. So now also they're talking about this guy who's betting $6.9 million on a clean shave. And whatever that means.
I was about to say, what?
Yeah, they're raising like $7 million it will provide products made specifically for people of color. The idea stemmed from his own experience. He found that he's an African American, found that men's razors
don't give him a clean
shave.
Are
difficult to use due to his hair and skin type.
So he's raised $7 million to create something that gives him a clean shave, I guess. That's a lot of money to create that.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
It is, but he might make, I mean, they plan to sell it for $60 a piece.
Okay.
Those razors, so they would make their money back pretty quickly. But
I mean, who's going to buy though a 70, because I mean, razors are expensive. Cause
they are.
I guess maybe if it's an electric one, because I'm thinking of like
a
regular razor.
Yeah, these are probably the electric razors. Yeah,
then you have to buy razor blades, and it's like,
right? Ugh. Yeah. Well, that's what I do. I don't like machines because they don't shave as close,
right?
And they never do. And I always ask myself, who the hell uses those? I mean, who wants a partial shave? You know, and I found that it takes me longer than it does with a razor,
a regular razor,
right?
Yeah.
So. So, but then the other day, this guy, we were talking about this, and he says, yeah, I use the machine. I said, well, it's not a close shave. He says, no, I don't look to shave as close as you do. You know, I like to have some whiskers and stuff. Oh. So I said, okay, well, I guess for that it works. But the other day, Gillette just released a new shaver, a new razor that has like sort of a ball tip to it. And the razor, so the razor can turn in multiple directions. Like it becomes like 3D almost.
Oh,
so it
that
follows
just
like every
like
cover.
Painful.
Not at all.
Really?
No, not at all. I mean, no, it's like a regular razor, you know, just like any razor. It's got 5 blades or something. And and then there's a power and a manual one. I got the power one. I got to tell you, the closest shave, and it's also the smoothest one too. So I got to tell you, it's not painful at all. On the contrary.
And you haven't cut
you
yourself
didn't even feel
at all?
It. No, you don't even feel it. No, that's the point. They make it like that so you don't cut yourself, because it follows the contour of the face.
Oh.
That's essentially what it is. That's why they did it. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it's called Gillette Fusion Pro Glide, and which I used before, but the new version has, like I said, it's sort of like a ball edge to it where they put the razor on top of that.
Yeah.
And it's a
spoon. Oh, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
So the it's and then the razor.
Yeah.
Is on top of the bowl.
Okay. Exactly. Huh. Yeah. 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 You don't really touch the bowl or anything. But yeah. It just it allows the razor to turn in different directions.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I saw that, I'm like, because they wrote about it in the paper, I'm like, I gotta have this. So I pre-ordered it on Amazon. Right. It's like $13, and so it's like. Okay, so it's supposed to come out like, you know, 2 Mondays ago or something. The weekend before that, I was already at CVS. I see it for like half the price.
Really? Yeah, oh, my gosh.
I know, and I didn't have to wait either, you know.
Yeah.
So you never know, you know. You got to be careful where you buy things. You got to shop around.
That always drives me crazy yeah. when things like that happen.
I know. You got to shop around, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, definitely. But when you think you're getting a good deal, and especially on Amazon, right. when you pre-order something, you expect it to be...
Yeah, like a good deal.
Yeah, a good
yeah.
deal.
Yeah, well, and... it was on sale, you know, but at CVS. That's why it was cheaper.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, you know. So anyway, there's a coverage here of all the baby bumps in Hollywood, but we're obviously not going to go through any of them because we're out of time. But maybe we can go over that tomorrow. It's interesting how we're fascinated with all these pregnancies.
I know.
You know, and only to have babies born to the name Northwest and
I
Apple.
I was about to say, yeah for everyone to name their baby some name that will grab everyone's attention, I guess.
Right.
But I don't like the name Northwest. Yeah. I think it's stupid. But they call her Nori.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's cute.
Nori you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually kind of like that, Nori. I think it's cute. But it reminds me of like West. Dora the Explorer for some reason.
I know, it
Nora,
does.
Nora, Dory, Dora. You know?
It does. It does sound like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Well, that's it for today. And I guess... Okay, never mind. I guess I'm running out of things to say, so...
We'll be back tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.